Okay, here at the IFAMA World Forum, the 23rd World Forum, being held in Atlanta, Georgia, and you were in Shanghai last year, is that what
right.
I said? Okay, and the outgoing president of the board, and could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Mary Shellman. I'm the director of the Agribusiness Program at Harvard Business School and the outgoing president of IFAMA.
And so how has your year been, Mary?
Well, it's been a very interesting year, but this is, the presidency is now a two-year term,
oh.
So this has been going on for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting always. It was exciting last year in Shanghai, but in particularly this year is fabulous because we've really keyed in on this theme of talent.
Yeah, and that is very important. And you've got a great group of people here, and all of the major agribusiness and food organizations are represented. And it's so important when we're looking at the future of feeding a growing population.
Exactly. I do a lot of work with companies around the world. And over the past, I say, 4 or 5 years, the theme that I've heard over and over again when I've spoken with CEOs is talking about how the bottleneck to get to the next stage is actually people. It's not financial resources, it's not, you know, physical resources, it's not necessarily even policies, government policies. It's actually having enough people to make happen and to get the innovation out there that we need.
Well, you know, Harvard, when you think of Harvard, you don't really necessarily think of agriculture, agribusiness, or even the food industry. So what, you know, why is this important to Harvard?
Well, it's usually whenever I speak to groups, I always start with that story because, do you know, the very term agribusiness was created by a colleague of mine at Harvard Business School. He wrote a book in 1958 called The Concept of Agribusiness. So we've been looking at this field for an extremely long time. In 1961, started a program for executives. It has run now for some 54 years after that. It's case-based, and business leaders from all over the world come to take part in that. And so we have an extremely long history.
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm glad I asked that question. Now, the program here to start off was really great. Really all talking about, you know, the same thing. We're all talking about the same thing. If I had a dollar for every time I've heard, we're going to have, you know, 9 billion people by the year 2050, and how are we going to feed them? And really to talk about it in terms of people is a different way of looking at it, because we always talk about it in terms of land resources and things like that. So it really is important to drive this point home.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, that's what's really become clear, is that we can talk for a very long time about the problem, and that's well established by this point. So it's time to start talking about solutions. Mm-hmm. So we can have solutions for many different aspects, but they are of a different order of magnitude than they ever have been before, because we have to run into these constraints of land, of water, of just in terms of working in markets that we're not used to working in, with different kinds of political structures. And the glue that's going to hold everything together is the people that are able to bring in these great ideas and actually to convey those into the rest of the world. Because at the same time that we have the challenges, we also have a consumer base that's much more interested in where their food is coming from. They're much more interested in how it's grown. They're much more interested in many other aspects of it besides the fact that it just fuels your body. So the individuals that we need to attract into this field and actually, you know, set forth to do this have to be competent in many, many new skill areas, including communication, that perhaps hasn't been true before.
Well, and talk to me a little bit about IFAMA itself, because I've been in the agriculture industry for a long time, and this is not an organization I've heard a lot about. So tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, IFAMA's been around for 23 years now, was actually started by a colleague of mine at Harvard Business School, the same one that created the term agribusiness, created this organization back in 1989 as a way for industry and the academic community to come together and to really push the professionalization of agribusiness management education, much different from ag economics, which is just about the numbers, but to actually bring in elements of leadership. The interesting thing about IFAMA is because it crosses disciplines, it crosses parts of the value chain, crosses industries, is we're very fragmented because of that. Our membership base is all over the world, and then we don't do a great job about marketing to the outside. So we've been going around, we have these great meetings, it's like a family network that's here, but the great thing about it is that it's the place where this issue of talent can be activated. So in the past 2 years, we put forward this new strategic platform on talent development. And that's really what you're seeing here is really going to be the platform of the future now, because we IFAMA sets at this intersection between the academic community, between the business community, between policymakers, and can really influence everything from the talents that coming in to curriculum at all levels up and down the chain. So,
well, as you step down, we're seeing Thad Simon with Novus International come in. So we go from academia to the agribusiness itself. And Novus International, a fairly new company. I mean, they have long roots, but really relatively new onto the scene. Tell us a little bit about what you think about Novus's work in this field, getting involved with the young people.
Well, Novus is a relatively new company. I think that's in some ways has been helpful because they've taken a different look at what the requirements are in the industry. And Novus originally was attracted to IFAMA because of the student piece and the devotion to human capital. They've been a longtime supporter now, actually established what we would, what's called the student industry piece of it, providing targeted money in that area. I know you can ask Thad, you know, they've hired, interns from here, they found new employees from here, and really seeing that this was a place that brought together something that was very unique in the world. But you're talking about you made the comment that the, you know, going from on the presidency from academia to industry. Traditionally, the IFAMA presidency has resided in industry. So I was kind of an aberration moving out to the other side. And as we kind of refocused ourselves around talent, now we can push it back out again. And again, we have this passionate champion of this particular platform inside of Thad. So I'm sure he's going to tell you about his great plans for the future.
He will. All right. Thanks so much, Mary. It's a great pleasure to be here and a great pleasure to let people know more about IFAMA. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.